the Legends that actually is online at present, of course, the one and only Valentine's Day special, Dennis Gore. How are you, Dennis?
Mighty fine. Happy Valentine to you.
Oh, exactly. There we are, you see. It's all nice stuff. So, as I say, heaps of material there, and you've got a whole range of wonderful press cuttings and things to actually work through in another classic Dennis Gore mini-lecture. So, over to your good self, sir.
Well, I'm sitting here surrounded by about 17 pieces of paper out of the many pieces of paper I drive my wife mad every day, cutting out articles to get the latest update on what's going on in the world of health in general, with all the doctors and specialists and consultants around the world, and how the information about how to improve and maintain our health is fed into all the newspapers. I particularly find the Daily Express and the Daily Mail. They seem to, I find a lot of good information about health. So I've got them spread all round here. A lot of newspapers in the last week or two have been talking about diabetes. Diabetes says here in the Mail, diabetes disaster looms as cases rocket to 3.2 million people. A leading health charity warned last night that Britain faces a public health disaster as the number of diabetics sufferers hits record levels. The latest figures released today by Diabetic UK reveal that more than 3.2 million people were diagnosed in 2013. This is an increase of more than 163,000 people on the previous year, 2012. It is the biggest increase in a single year since 2008. And it means, it says, 6% of adults of the whole country now have the condition. The figures were extracted from official national health data. The charity revealed that an estimated 630,000 people have type 2 diabetes but have not yet been diagnosed. So that, if you add the numbers together, it comes to nearly 3.8 million people. But that's predicted to soar to 4.4 million unless more is done to combat the condition. Barbara Young, the Diabetes UK's chief executive, said, "The big increase in the number of people with diabetes confirms that we are in the middle of an unfolding public health disaster that demands urgent action. It is frightening to think that one person in 17 people you walk past in the street has been diagnosed with the condition." I mean, I did read that in 11 years' time, it'll go to one person in 12 that you're walking past will be diabetic. And, of course, they also know from the fundings that for every pound that the National Health spends on all medicines, 10% goes on diabetes. So, other headings I'm reading in round here, the Daily Express, sugary treats can triple heart disease death risk. Too many sugar-laden sweets, desserts and drinks can triple your chance of dying from a heart condition. Scientists have discovered a significant link between the two, with just one sugar-sweetened drink a day can increase the risk of cardiovascular disease. The latest research led by Dr. Kwani Yang from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention in Atlanta used the United States National Health Survey data to determine how much added sugar people were consuming. And in just 5 years, between 2005 and 2010, added sugar accounted for at least 10% of the calories consumed by more than 70% of Americans. One-tenth of adults obtained a quarter or more of their calories from added sugar. It's just amazing what we keep being told all this information, but we don't seem to do anything about it. There was another heading in the Manchester Evening News. It's sweet, but it's not innocent. And it was explaining how we must slash the sugar in the kids' diets, the amount of sugar children are getting. And if you're drinking smoothies because you like them, because they're sweet, and the sweet is the sugary, yes, they may be full of fruit, but if you pulverize fruit and break down the fiber part, which would normally slow down the speed at which sugar is released into the body, if you pulverize it into a smoothie, you bought a machine, you've pulverized it, you've got it in the fridge, you're drinking it every day, you're getting 30 to 40 grams of sugar, and it's hitting you all at once. And your poor old pancreas that has to churn out the insulin to handle all the sugar, in the end, just cannot cope. And the receptors in our body, we're made of 50 trillion cells, and there are receptors waiting to receive the sugar, because obviously you do need some sugar to give you energy, but nothing like the amount we and our children and grandchildren are getting in 2014. And with the smoothies, the amount of sugar is just hitting you all at once, because you pulverize the fiber into such small particles, it's just a gooey sludge, which you may like the flavor because of the fruits inside, the apples, the oranges, the bananas, the pears. If you're told that we should be having 5 to 9 fruit and veg a day, most of them should be from veg, especially the veg that grow above the ground. If they grow above the ground, they've got much less starch, which breaks down to sugar. If they're underground, the parsnips, the swedes, the turnips, the potatoes, they do give you fiber, but they do have a lot of starch, and the starch breaks down to sugar. So, in a way, we should be eating much more of the vegetables that grow above the ground. The celery, the cabbage, the cauliflowers, the sprouts, anything that grows above the ground, then if it's underground, it's a storage organ. As I said, the swedes, the turnips, the parsnips, the potatoes, these big, ugly, lumpy things are full of starch, which is really the food for the aerial plant. But we eat it, and the starch breaks down to too much sugar. So, yes, we should be having our 5 to 9 a day of fruit and veg, but it should be more of the vegetables. And even all this pizza eating and pasta, the white flour, the white bread, the white loaf, all this white flour is breaking down to sugar. We should be more of the Mediterranean diet. Lean meat occasionally. Chicken without the skin. The skin tends to be very fattening. And fish. Oily fish. How many of your children and grandchildren eat enough salmon, tuna, mackerel, herring, sardines, pilchards? This is the protein that we need. And of course, our old friend, olive oil. Part of the Mediterranean diet, which helps so many pathways in the body. There was one article, here we are, this was in the Mail on Sunday, February the 2nd, it was entitled, not the 5-2 diet, based on 5 days eating normal food and 2 days eating just 500 to 600 calories a day, and that ratio helps the human health. This was entitled The 5-Moo Diet. Once again, sugar, but this is cows, overweight cows. The headline was, Britain's fat cows urgently need to slim after greedily grazing on high sugar grass. So we have one hot summer last year. It says, it's a time of year when many Britons are still struggling to shed those extra pounds they gained over Christmas and are perhaps pinning hopes on the latest fad, which does seem to be helping a lot of people, the 5-2 intermittent fasting diet. But eating too much, it seems, is not just a problem for humans. Britain's beef cattle have grown overweight after months of feeding on high sugar grass. So in a way, high sugar grass to the cows is like all these smoothies and all these white flour pizzas and pastas that we're all guzzling every day, every week. And now farmers have been warned to cut the cows' rations. Dr. Basil Lohman of Scotland's Rural College said, I have never known so many cows across Britain to be so overweight. They need to be slimmed down urgently. He said that overweight animals would experience health problems and have difficulty calving, so risking farmers' livelihoods. We know in the humans that overweight women are definitely more likely to have problems conceiving because of being overweight. And we know that being overweight also leads to getting diabetes and having heart trouble and having more problems with your knees and your hips, with the osteoarthritis. As we get older, we say we suffer from osteoarthritis. We say it's wear and tear. But it's not really wear and tear. It's once you're passing 35, it's the ability diminishes to repair your joints because you're making less glucosamine. You're making less chondroitin. You're making less collagen. You're making less hyaluronic acid. These are the building blocks to repair our joints. So as we pass 35, yes, we're more likely to get osteoarthritis. People say, yes, well, it's the wear and tear. You've been going so long now, you're starting to wear out. It's not really true. You are sort of wearing out. You are getting osteoarthritis, your knees and your hips. And there's hundreds of thousands having knee replacements and hip replacements. But part of the problem is our ability to make the repairing substances, the glucosamine, the chondroitin, these substances, MSM, methyl sulfonyl methane, the finest form of sulfur. People, because of our diet, are low in sulfur. Sulfur is the third most used element in the body. They call it the forgotten element. And Pharma Nord, the Danish company, who in Denmark by Danish law have to make their health food products, the only country in Europe where the country, the government of that country, have authorized that all health food products in Denmark must be made to pharmaceutical standards. So when Pharma Nord came into England 24, 25 years ago with their array of products, they have about 40, 45 different products to help health. We know they're all made by Danish law to pharmaceutical standards. And they have products with glucosamine in them. And they have products with MSM, methyl sulfonyl methane, the finest form of sulfur, which in the notes, they say, the notes say, sulfur is as harmless as drinking water, and MSM is the best form of sulfur for the human body to incorporate the sulfur into the repairing substances. Let's switch, well, we've mentioned diabetes. The well-known drug, metformin, the wonderful drug that helps so many diabetics, there is a natural product which also works on a similar pathway. I'm not for one moment saying that if you're a diabetic, you come off the wonder drug metformin. No, I'm just saying that there is a product called lipoic acid. It's a normal product. We make it in our body. There is some of it found in food, so it's completely normal. And PharmaNord have a tablet, bio-lipoic acid. And it does help everybody to maintain healthy sugar levels and help to reduce the problem of getting diabetes in the first place. Because what lipoic acid does, similar to what metformin, the wonder drug that so many people fortunately are on, to help maintain a healthy body by helping to maintain their sugar levels at more normal levels than they would have if they didn't have access to such a wonderful medicine as metformin. But lipoic acid works in a similar way. This substance, lipoic acid, helps to control our sugar and help to prevent the nerve damage and the eye damage and the kidney damage and the heart damage that sugar can cause. You see, sugar is transported all over the body because we do need some sugar to give us energy. And the substance, sugar, is transported, obviously, one way is insulin, but there is another way called GLUT4. Now, GLUT4 is called a sugar transporter, and it works independently of insulin. So people think the only way to transport sugar around your body is insulin, which we all make. And if you're type 1 diabetes or a badly controlled type 2 diabetes, then many people, millions across the world, have to use the wonder drug insulin by injection. But lipoic acid, the bottom line, what it does, lipoic acid moves the sugar transporter, GLUT4, from the middle of our cells, and we're made of 50 trillion cells, not 50 million, not 50 billion, but 50 trillion. And these sugar transporters, called GLUT4, are in the middle of the cell, near the nucleus. The lipoic acid, like the metformin, it moves the sugar transporters, the GLUT4, to the perimeter, the edge of the cells. And now at the edge of the cell, as sugar comes along from the blood system, where it's got into the blood system from our food, because the lipoic acid has moved the sugar transporters to the edge of the cell, the body then is much more capable of making better use of the sugar. It can handle it much better. It can store it better as glycogen, which is how we store our sugar for emergencies. If the dinosaur is coming to attack us in our cave, going back to dinosaur days, you need instant access to sugar for your little legs and your heart to pump fast and your arms to move quickly to climb a tree or to throw a burning log at the dinosaur. That's if you've invented fire by that time. And you need instant energy, so you convert your glycogen, your stored sugar, back into sugar so you can climb the tree rapidly. So yes, lipoic acid is a good substance for helping to maintain healthy sugar levels. It also helps to regenerate nerves which have been damaged by the sugar, because sugar combines with different parts of a body. That's why it's so dangerous to eat all this too much sugar. It combines with the protein of the eye. It combines with the protein of the heart. It combines with the protein of the kidneys. And it combines with the protein of the nerves to the legs. So unfortunately, if people are not well controlled with diabetes, they tend to have more eye problems and even blindness than other illnesses. One in four tend to get heart problems. 20% get kidney damage. And unfortunately, there can be more amputated toes, feet and legs in diabetics than any other illness because of the sugar combining with the protein of the nerves of the legs. If the nerves can't work the blood vessels of the legs, then the arteries can't open and close, and this can lead to that serious problem, gangrene, which can lead to amputation. So all these headlines, diabetes disaster looms as cases rocket to 3.2 million. Sugar, another headline, sugar in fruit juice as bad as fizzy cola. Fruit juice could be as bad for you as fizzy drinks, according to experts. Professor Navid Sattar and Dr. Jason Gill from the University of Glasgow's Institute of Cardiovascular and Medical Science are also recommending a change to the current five-a-day guidelines. They want the five fruit and veg servings to no longer include a portion of fruit juice as an option because it's full of sugar, because the juice is from the fruit. If you ate the fruit, the sugar would be monitored by the fiber. But when you squeeze out all this fruit juice, as a population, he said, we are getting fatter. We need to think of ways to reduce the amount of energy and liquid calories that we consume, because this can lead to a higher chance of diabetes. Broadly speaking, the sugar content in fruit juice are similar to those found in colas and similar drinks. He wrote this in the Lancet journal called Diabetes and Endocrinology Journal. One glass of fruit juice contains more sugar than a piece of fruit. In addition, much of the goodness in fruit, the fiber, is not found in the fruit juice. If you're having fruit juice, listeners, you should put half to three quarters of an inch in your glass and fill it up with water. You'll get the taste of the orange, the apple, the pineapple, mango juice, but you won't be getting all that sugar. And you know, when we talked about sugar damaging the heart, their lead product, bioquinone Q10, which gives you energy, it's so important. In one of the newspapers, in the Mail on Tuesday, January the 28th, a lead heart specialist was talking about what is normal and what is not normal to do with breathlessness. Breathlessness is a common problem with age. It's often linked to becoming less active, and a sign the heart and lungs are not distributing enough oxygen around the body. Becoming breathless on exertion is normal if you reduce your activity, says Dr. Sundip Patel, consultant cardiologist at London Bridge Hospital. What's not normal? Feeling increasingly breathless, not just when exerting yourself and being unsteady on your feet, could be a sign of heart failure. When the organ, the heart, is not pumping blood efficiently, it could also suggest a leaky heart valve blocking blood. So, and there's silent angina that causes breathlessness on mild exertion and unusual tiredness. So Q10, which we use in every cell in our body, all 50 trillion, most of it is made in our liver. And as we pass 21, we make less. But bioquinone Q10, the Pharmanord capsule, 100 milligram, one a day will take your Q10 levels back to the levels of a 21-year-old. And research has shown if you take two Q10 and one of the other products from Pharmanord, Soleno Precise, which costs about 10p a day, two Q10, 100 milligram, bioquinone Q10, and one Soleno Precise, in 400 people aged 70 to 88 in Sweden were followed for 5 years. Half of them got the real Q10 and half got the dummy ones. And of course, they got the real selenium and half got the dummy one. over 5 years, the death rate from heart attacks dropped by 54%. So bioquinone Q10 100 milligram, a couple a day, and one tablet of Soleno Precise gives everybody, and this was in groups aged 70 to 88. These were not young people. And in that age group, people die more than younger people in that age group. But the heart attack death rate dropped 54%. That was in Sweden. And in Denmark last year, another trial results were released where three capsules a day of Q10, 100 milligrams, bioquinone Q10, that dropped the heart failure death rate by taking one with each meal. It dropped the death rate by 50%. These Pharmanaut products are amazing. And finally, in the mail, oh yes, it said, Herbal Viagra for Women goes on sale. This is a product called Lady Prelox, which has been found to significantly raise a woman's sexual pleasure. Dubbed the female Viagra in the mail, Lady Prelox has just gone on sale over the counter in the high street pharmacies and health food stores. The makers Pharmanaut claim that the French pine bark extract called pycnogenol improves pore circulation, which they say is linked to a weakened sex drive. Scientists at the Chieti Pascari University in Italy conducted scientific studies on 40 volunteers in their late 40s and early 50s, and another group of women aged 37 to 45. Both groups reported improvements in their sex lives after 8 weeks, and scientists concluded the pill, this Lady Prelox it's called, you can go in the shop and ask for Lady Prelox, it significantly improves sexual function. Dr. Graham Jackson, chairman of the Sexual Advice Association and a cardiologist at Guy's and St. Thomas's Hospital in London, said the circulation theory behind Lady Prelox may prove correct. We know that in men, sexual dysfunction is mainly a vascular problem, but we don't have any concrete evidence of this in women yet, but I suspect there may turn out to be a link. I mean, the Gentleman Prelox has been on sale, and I've been selling it at my pharmacy in Manchester for several years now, and worldwide, £20 million worth of Prelox is sold worldwide. Prelox contains this bark of a tree substance, pycnogenol, which we've been selling pycnogenol for 30 years, but in the form of Prelox, which stands for pycnogenol recovery of erectile loss, and the ox part is from the word nitric oxide. You see, nitric oxide is a substance that we all need to make. And as we get older and overweight and eat the wrong things, we make less nitric oxide. Three men got the Nobel Prize in 1958 for finding nitric oxide isn't a waste product. It's the endothelium relaxing substance. What does that mean? It means endo, on the inside of your arteries, you make a substance which tells the arteries to relax and keep your blood pressure down, get better circulation to your eyes. So pycnogenol, which is in Prelox, and you can buy bio-pycnogenol on its own. The Prelox one has added arginine, the amino acid added, to help men get back their erection. And now they're finding that women have the same advantages, that they get better sexual satisfaction because the clitoris, which is a miniature penis, also needs a good blood supply. And that's why this wonder plant, which is from the bark of a tree from Bordeaux in France, the trees were planted by Napoleon. The forest is 100 miles long, 4 miles wide, and they make 4 million tablets every week of this biopycnogenol that Pharmanaut sell, which helps people's circulation, and it helps memory, and it helps stop deep vein thrombosis, It helps prevent problems on long-haul flights. It's quite amazing.
And on that uplifting note, no pun intended, I think we'll actually sort of hold fire as far as the sequence is concerned. So lots of material there, food for thought, of course, from obviously the views vis-a-vis nutrition and diet, and, as I say, the disadvantages of smoothies. Not a cure-all, in fact, possibly anything but a whole range of things there. Multibits.co.uk or indeed pharmanord.co.uk or indeed DennisTheChemist.com will take you through that. Dennis, it's been fantastic as ever. I take it you've had a reasonably interesting mini lecture today.
Well, a lot of it was new material,
yes.
And my brain was darting around.
Oh.
But because, you know, when you're talking like this and thousands of people are listening, it does focus your brain. Oh. And everything I've just said has now gone much stronger into my memory. So when I'm lecturing to fellow chemists and health food shop owners across the country for PharmaNord, it does make it easy to remember if you've said it all on the radio for
half
an hour.
What you could do,
I'm grateful.
What you could do, Dennis, is simply actually go to southsidebroadcasting.podbean.com, click on the Dennis the Chemist.
Again.
Exactly. This is it. You see, that's the important point. Dennis, you'll be back with us again, I think, in a fortnight. Is that all right?
In a fortnight, it will be.
With a high-spec accommodation, all with ensuite facilities and high-quality care for residents provided 24/7 by qualified nurses and carers, Roseville Care Centre provides the perfect home for its residents' emotional, spiritual, social, physical and intellectual needs.
A purpose-built residential care facility in the heart of Ingleby Barwick, Roseville is a care centre which provides facilities to accommodate residential nursing and dementia service users, offering both short and long stay accommodation, as well as respite and daycare.
To find out more, please telephone 01642 30 81 88 or email us at roseville@prestigegroup.uk.com.
Roseville Care Centre. Care to call us home.
Parkville is a purpose-built residential care centre situated at the heart of Middlesbrough and providing personalised care in a modern and homely environment. Parkville aims to help older people to continue to live independent and active lives within the wider community whilst benefiting from the care and support of an experienced and dedicated team of nursing and care staff. At Parkville, we provide facilities to accommodate residential elderly and residential EMI service users. To find out more, please telephone 01642 223334. That's 01642 223334. Parkville Care Centre. Care to call us home.
Strokes affect 130,000 people in England and Wales each year. Here's a recipe that can dramatically decrease your chances of strokes.
Excellent. I better get a pen.
167 grams of calcium.
Hang on. Slow down. One tablespoon.
Remember, any more than one tablespoon could kill you. Any less than one tablespoon could kill you.
Right, what was
and
the recipe?
That's the recipe.
Oh,
if you would like a more simple solution, then you can always call PharmaNord on 01670 519989.
All right.
Or visit the website pharmanord.co.uk.
Let me see if I can jot that down. What was the number again?
01670 519989. Or visit the website pharmanord.co.uk.
And how do you spell PharmaNord, I wonder?
PharmaNord.co.uk.
It's almost as if I'm having a conversation with the radio.
Don't be silly, that's impossible.
PharmaNord, winning the war of nutrition.
You're listening to a Southside Broadcasting podcast. Southside Broadcasting is a media company which aims to provide a wide range of features from the rural, health and lifestyle worlds. You can regularly listen to entertaining podcasts with interviews and correspondence from Los Angeles, Nashville, New York, and London. You can take part in our Book of the Month features, grab some great nutritional advice, enjoy broadcasts from the Great Yorkshire Show, the Lincolnshire Show, and enjoy local football reviews with our regular feature, Fly Me to the Moon. You can even hear a BAFTA award-winning director drive a train full of teddy bears. You can listen to these and many more podcasts at southsidebroadcasting.podbean.com. For further information on how you can join over 35,000 people who regularly download our podcasts, call us on 01642 854 742 or email info@southsidebroadcasting.com now.